You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Getting ready to play the game that we love so much called Rattle Off, but I'll just tell you, really, the reason we love it is for the conversation more than the actual game itself, which is still great.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
I'm in desperate need of friendship, so this is great for me.
He's not even kidding.
I need friends.
Yesterday was a classic example. It took about 15 minutes, and the total time spent playing the game was probably 90 seconds.
It was really quick, yeah. Because it's a podcast, if you want to go back and listen to it, it was a great little segment.
Otherwise, it was just us getting to know you.
That's right.
That's what we do here. Hello, Courtney. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what are you up to today? Anything fun?
I'm going to a doctor's appointment, so not really.
Oh, awesome. Aww.
What's wrong, Bunky?
Oh,
possible appendicitis or gallstones.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll see.
That'd be a good time. That sounds painful.
This is a better time.
My wife had to have her appendix out a couple years ago. And,
I remember that, yeah.
It's, you know, it's like outpatient. It's really easy now, so.
They got a new thing now, Courtney, where they'll take out your appendix. What they do is they put you in a dentist chair. And you open up your mouth, and they run this tube down your throat, and they pull your appendix out through your esophagus and your mouth.
Easy peasy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you haven't seen this?
It's better.
They pull your appendix out through your mouth.
It's better than how they were doing it before. They'd go in through your rear end.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Okay, well, I will keep my fingers crossed.
Same equipment, they just reverse sides now.
Yeah, just different sides.
They rinsed it off.
Here's what I like is that you have possible appendicitis, and you're stopping to call your boys in the morning.
Yeah.
That is dedication. That is love.
Don't
right
laugh
there.
Too hard, though. It might, you know.
That is love.
You might pop something.
Well, I am very excited, so.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, that's horrible.
What's the symptoms? You're having pain in your lower right abdomen, is that right?
Yes, extreme pain. I can't eat. It hurts and
if I recall, I want to say it was about $100,000 procedure by the time it was
That's
all
right.
Said
I remember.
And done. It was about $100,000 to get that thing out of there.
Mhm.
Wow.
Well, you have insurance,
all of a sudden,
I hope,
you're feeling
Courtney.
Better, right? You're like, oh, it's the pain's not that bad now.
Yeah.
Makes you just want to take it out yourself.
Yeah, pop an Advil, you'll be fine.
Don't listen to him. Go to the doctor.
Yes, go immediately.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us?
Okay, I am ready.
Okay, good. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 different things. That would require, and we were talking about this during the trending report, thus it's very timely, Courtney.
Okay.
10 seconds, 5 things that require a password. 5 things that require a password. Ready and go.
Bank account, email, Facebook, Twitter.
Time's up.
Was she getting the S out before the buzzer, or did the buzzer sound
I didn't even
first?
Hear the last one because the buzzer was so loud.
Oh, no.
It was Snapchat.
I was kind of hoping just for your phone. You know? Just
your Wi-Fi. Yeah. I don't think she got it.
I think the buzzer sounded, but you know what, Courtney? You're dealing with pain, and so that's your excuse, okay?
Yep, that's it.
Well, good luck. We're rooting for you.
Somewhere else. Thank you.
And make sure that you open wide. Remember,
and then send us a picture.
Out, okay?
Send us a picture of your appendix, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I will if they
I'm dying
it out.
To
Thank
see
you.
It. All right.
Thank you, Courtney.
Bye. Oh, that's horrible.
Do you reach a certain age where you don't have to worry about that? Like, have you ever heard of an 80-year-old who has to get their appendix out? Don't you reach a certain stage where it's just never going to give you trouble?
I would assume so.
Because I'm wondering if I have passed the age where I ever need to worry about getting my damned appendix out.
Probably not. I don't know.
I'll look that up.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
You know, the best part of that conversation is that she told totally believe me about the mouth part.
Yeah, she's like, oh,
she
great.
Totally believe that. Love it. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I'm not saying you can't trust everything we say, Stephanie, but...
Do you have any weird pains this morning, Stephanie?
Yeah.
I'd tell you where it was, but no. No. Just my partner here that I'm driving around with. She's the pain.
She's the pain.
She's the pain.
Yes, yes.
Uh-oh.
What's the last thing she did that really pissed you off?
Well, she locks the truck when we get out, and when I get back in, I cannot get back in the truck, right? She has it on her, the fob on her arm.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. She locks us out, and then when I get back to the truck before her, I can't get back
you
in.
You can't get in the
cold,
darn
you know?
Truck.
I hear her yelling at you, so...
I know, exactly.
Why don't you just get a second fob and keep it on you?
Well, that simple. Would require the company getting extra fobs. That's, you know,
oh, okay.
I'm not going to throw them under the bus, but maybe we could get a couple extra.
Yeah, be simple fix.
It's worth it so that she's not chirping in your ear like that, Stephanie. Yeah. That's what I
She
said.
Sounds super annoying.
Yeah. Well.
Well, as long as she's driving, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Kick back and eat some Twizzlers.
She's
huh?
driving and you get to call your boys in the morning. That's a pretty good trade-off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hi, boys. Yeah. Yes.
What is this work that you do?
We deliver food for schools. I don't want to say where.
Food for schools.
Food for schools.
Yes. Yes.
Just like cafeteria food?
Cafeteria food. Yes, cafeteria food.
All right. So the pizza that kids love at school, you're the one who brings it to them.
Yes, it's delicious.
It is.
I don't believe you for some reason, but okay.
Just she making that
weird.
Up?
There's something weird in your voice. Yeah, yeah, food.
Are you pulling an appendix through the mouth type of, are you punking me on this, Stephanie?
No, not at all.
Do you really have, what kind of food?
I'm so honest.
What do you have in your truck right now? What kind of food?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. You're telling me there's a truck driving around the city right now full of meatloaf?
Full of meatloaf.
Yep. That's
just
what I'm telling you.
The random
turn around,
meatloaf
go back
truck?
To the warehouse, drop that off, get something
and
else.
And you're feeding it to our kids?
Like I said, here's the, it's
this
delicious seemed,
this
and
seems
nutritious.
Suspicious.
Sure. Now, here's the thing. I love a good spicy meatloaf. I love it, but I'm just not confident in the school variety. Is what I'm thinking.
It's one of my favorites. I love it.
Do you?
And yeah. The meatloaf.
Do you
is the
get
best.
To take some of the school food home with you?
Well, they're just eating
it.
Oh
no. That would be against the rules.
No, you eat it. You don't take it home. No. You eat it while you're driving around.
No, don't do that either. But
Then when do you eat it?
The kids eat it.
The kids eat it.
But you're telling me how delicious it is as if you have eaten it.
Well, she's had a bite, I'm sure.
I've had to try it, of course.
Now, where is this magic meatloaf truck coming from? Where is the meatloaf being made?
I can't give away all the secrets.
Is this like somebody's basement?
A production. Yeah, somebody's making it. Somebody makes it, and then...
Wait a minute. You're telling me there's a meatloaf factory in town, too?
Sure.
It's just churning out loaves of meat?
It's Martha's Meatloaf. You're not familiar with them?
No.
I'm not. No.
This is ridiculous.
This is incredible.
Let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for us, Stephanie?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, 10 seconds. You should be able to relate to this. In 10 seconds, we need 5 different things that you could be allergic to. 5 things you might be allergic to. Ready? And... go.
Meatloaf, peanuts, eggs, sauerkraut, fruit, tomatoes.
You could essentially you could have said anything, really. I mean, somebody's going to be allergic.
Get it?
Well, the buzz.
The thing is, you rattled off more than 5 things.
I don't know anybody allergic to sauerkraut, though.
Right. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing. I've never heard of anyone saying, I'm sorry, I can't have meatloaf because I'm allergic to meatloaf.
Maybe
of course people are People are allergic to meatloaf.
Sure, there's stuff in it, you know, like the breadcrumbs.
Like
and,
what?
An egg.
Meat?
Meat. The bread and the eggs. You got to put a splash of milk in there.
She said eggs, though.
I did say eggs.
Well, it's two different things.
Peanuts. Come on. You know, I could have said
well,
peanuts.
Well, now you say peanuts.
Butter,
I don't know that you said it during
peanuts.
The 10 seconds.
You said peanuts.
I'm a winner.
I want to give it to you. No,
wait
hold on.
Minute.
Tell your
settle
partner
down.
To relax.
Settle down. Relax. Nothing has been decided
relax
yet.
They're making their final decision.
Correct.
I don't know.
All right.
On,
all right.
Okay.
You're a
fine.
All right. I feel dirty
you,
with this one, though.
Sauerkraut.
Stupid.
I'm allergic to sauerkraut.
Shut
me,
up,
me
Stephanie.
Too, because it's
you
nasty. That's my excuse, too, to get out of eating it.
Oh, my God. Well, I tell you what. We didn't have a winner yesterday, so we got to do something today.
You got
so
it.
You and your sauerkraut yay! Are going to win. Okay?
The meatloaf yay! Ladies win.
Yay!
Hey!
Oh,
my God. Stephanie, do you love your boys in the morning?
We love the boys. There you go.
Bring me some meatloaf.
And take Jeremy mine. Hold on. Okay. Don't go away because Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about that prize, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Are very well.
Have
thank
a good
you
day.
For entertaining us.
Look at that.
Fantastic.
Good stuff.
Well, there you go. Another winner
meh.
Of sorts.
Winner.